As a tribe, we were never even asked whether we wanted that dam or not. And so in the 30s, when the dam started, it was approved by the Bureau of Indian Affairs because they have the trust responsibility for the tribe, and they could actually do this without tribal approval.
When the dam was built and the river rose, and they had to move the town of Keller, and all the people that lived along the Sampoel River had to relocate. And that, there was no more fish. I had a cousin and her husband, they moved away from Keller and come over here because their land flooded. And my uncle had to move from Lincoln, that's on the Columbia River, when that flooded over there. It disrupted a lot of people's lives.
So the tribe moved west to get work at the Omak in the mills and whatever, box factories, in the orchards. There was very little job security here after the Grand Coulee Dam was completed.
Destroyed a lot of people. Our chief died, and a lot of people died, mostly from heartbreak, I think, because they lost Kettle Falls. To me, it sure destroyed a lot of things, destroyed a lot of families. A lot of families broke up because of the, you know, moving away from their homeland.
A lot of our people back in that time left from here and went on down to fish down in Celilo, down there. And we still fished in the Methow, Wenatchee, and down at the mouth of the Okanagan River. Then they built Wells Dam, so that took away that fishery down at the mouth of the Okanagan. So it's been a struggle for our people all through these years since they built this dam to get salmon up here. Right now, our fishermen travel clear down to Chief Joseph Dam to fish. So we still have fish come up the Okanagan River, and we've done a lot of habitat work to assure that salmon can still make it up into the Okanagan and up to the base of Chief Joe. We have fish hatcheries down at Chief Joe.
I try to teach my kids here how to prepare salmon, you know. And, but I'm the only one.
Well, they had a celebration. It used to be called the Salmon Day. And that was a celebration of the salmon return. And that was before the Grand Coulee Dam was originated. Well, the salmon was gone, and so is the Salmon Day.